Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Conservation groups want the government to reintroduce the sturgeon fish, or what's sometimes called the dinosaur fish, to Ireland. Sturgeons, which can grow, wait to hear this, to over 2 metres in size, were last recorded in Irish waters in the 1980s. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by the Irish Wildlife Trust campaign officer, Pádraig Fogarty. Fáilte rud, Pádraig, chuig an sturgeon fish. Now, I don't know an awful lot about them, but there used to be an awful lot of them in Ireland.
Yeah, so I think sturgeon are mostly famous as the fish that provide caviar, but they're not the ones that we used to find around Ireland, but they look fairly similar. Anyone can go into the National History Museum, and at the back of the ground floor, you'll see one that was caught in the River Liffey over 100 years ago, and it's an absolute monster. It's very distinctive. It's very long. It has kind of scaly style flanks, and it has a pointy nose with a very attractive moustache. So once you see it, you kind of never forget what it looks like after that.
You paint it like a nightmare. Come here to me, why did they decline?
Well, we think they disappeared due to fishing. So bottom trawling, they would have been very vulnerable, and also drift net fishing for salmon at the mouths of rivers. So because they're very big fish, they grow for a very long time. They live to be over 60 years of age. So there were never very many of them. There weren't shoals of them like you might find mackerel or cod. So they were pretty easy to overfish. And actually, they disappeared from nearly everywhere else in Europe at around the same time.
My goodness. Now that the efforts to reintroduce them, will that be easy, I wonder?
Well, it should be easy. They have been doing it in France and in Germany, and they basically breed the baby fish in tanks and then release them in their millions. So technically, it's not very difficult. One of the big problems we have for them is that we still have trawling around our coasts, but we do need marine protected areas, and that would protect them. The other big problem they face, because some people do believe that they spawned in our rivers, is that we have an awful lot of barriers on our rivers, weirs and dams and so on, and that prevents fish from migrating upstream, a bit like salmon today. So one of the things that we need to be doing also is removing these barriers on our rivers.
Yeah, would help for sure. When they're the sturgeon babies, then how small would they be? If the adults are over 2 meters in size, surely the babies are sizable when they're small as well.
Well, I mean, when they're released, they're only a couple of centimetres long. So, when they're small, they can be prey to basically any kind of other fish. But once they grow to a certain size, they don't have any natural predators. The problem with them is that they don't breed themselves until they're nearly 15 or 20 years of age. So this is a very long time that they have to survive in the seas before they can reproduce themselves. So this is why the breeding bit and the releasing bit should be pretty easy, but making sure they live long enough in the waters around our coast is the hard part.
Yeah. Does it take them long then, Pádraig, to mature? I mean, how long from baby sturgeon to 2 metre sturgeon?
Yeah, so they differ by sex, but the females don't become fertile until over 20 years of age. So this is a very long time. Now, once they do become fertile, they produce on average between 500,000 and 1 million eggs once they get to spawn. So that's phenomenal. And interestingly about fish, the older they get, the more fertile they get and the more eggs they produce. So once they get very, very big, they become, egg factories. Which is, what we want.
My goodness, that is absolutely fascinating. Look, let's see how the reintroduction goes when it happens in earnest. Pádraig Fogarty, IWT Campaigns Officer, thank you for joining us.